The world is waking up, and you finding your way here today is no coincidence. The spirit world always has a way of guiding us where we most need to be at the absolute perfect time. I'm your host, Lindsay Morlock, and you're listening to The Guided Podcast, where we explore how the spirit world works on our behalf to guide us along our paths. This is where you'll learn how to live a life that is both conscious and connected, so you can supercharge your pathway to healing and open to life's magic and miracles. Come along this journey to see how guided you truly are. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Guided. The last few months, I have been challenged with learning lessons around patience. So this week, I wanted to dive into that concept, especially as it relates to our respective journeys. So patience comes up in our lives in so many ways. And while this episode by no means is comprehensive in terms of all of those ways, I do want to talk about a few areas that have been coming to mind as I find that we need to draw upon patience as a virtue in both immediate ways and futuristic ones. So for example, when our bodies are out of balance in some way, right? Whether we are trying to improve our health, our appearance, or maybe we're in relationship with people who are navigating their own struggles, their own challenges, maybe they're dealing with health challenges. You know, patience is an important part of that process. We need to be really patient with ourselves, with our own process. We need to be patient with our relationship, with persistence. And we need patience for others, for their process, for whatever events or challenges are unfolding for them and how they're moving through them. You know, it can be difficult watching people we love and care about suffer, and yet they are their own sovereign beings with their own free will choices. So we can find our own patience tested with their processes being rocked. And so then we're back to having patience with ourselves and the process, because as you're going to hear me say all the time, everything always comes back to us. Another way we're confronted with lessons around patience has to do with bringing our dreams to life. You know, I've been working my way through this journey as a spiritual entrepreneur for officially 1 year now, which is honestly hard to believe how quickly that year has gone by. And, you know, while I slowly transitioned out of my corporate job, it has been an interesting ride, to say the very least. You know, I always heard that being an entrepreneur was one of the most profound spiritual development experiences you could ever have. And so far, that is definitely proving to be true, because all of your stuff comes up along the way when you're the only person in your business. And anytime we're building anything, whether we are bringing a goal to life, working on building our dreams, or whatever you're trying to create, even if it's a different feeling that you're trying to create in your life, patience is simply part of the process. Because when we're trying to create things in our life, usually everything that's in the way of that creation is what surfaces first. And it takes focus and discipline and persistence to move through the things that we don't want on the pathway to achieving what we do want. And you've heard me say this on the podcast before, but patience has never been one of my strongest virtues. I can be patient, but it really takes conscious effort and focus on my part. And at one point in time, I felt I was far more patient with others than I was with myself. But unfortunately, the truth is that that couldn't really be true, because I can't really be embodying patience for others if I'm not truly patient with myself. You know, I was able to be calm with other people, maybe giving the illusion or perception of patience. But until we can really embody this for ourselves, I believe others don't truly feel our patience the way we would intend. And in this day and age of instant gratification, many of us have a tendency to err on the side of impatience. We want what we want when we want it. And as you've heard me say before, spirit's job is to prepare us for where we most want to be, the most prepared we can possibly be for that destination, no matter what it is. So even though we sometimes want to speed things up and move things along, it doesn't serve us to rush the process. The ego is what drives our needless sense of urgency. And I've had to look at where I feel that false sense of pressure within myself, that pressure that drives me to act in ways that are impatient or ultimately out of alignment Because anytime we are being impatient, there is something underneath that. For me, it's generally fear, right? That kind of false evidence appearing real kind of fear. So on any given day, I'm constantly being called to trust where I am in my process, even when it's not where I feel like I want to be. When I can shift my perspective to the purposefulness of the experiences in terms of how spirit is moving me through my preparation, it's so much easier to be patient along the way. Because the truth is that no matter where we are on our journeys, it's always exactly where we need to be. We never miss anything that's meant for us. So there's no need to rush the process. Now, I'll admit that given the amount of uncertainty in my life over the past year, Spirit has had to remind me frequently of the patience required of me along this pathway. And I believe that part of that has to do with the fact that one of my greatest lessons in this lifetime, at least in terms of what is encoded in my own hands and my soul blueprint, is around trust and surrender. And when you have this lesson, there is a predisposition to fearing that what you want won't come into fruition. And so instead of trusting and surrendering and allowing the universe to do its thing, the tendency is to push and control and make things happen. So whether you have this life lesson or not, I know everyone on some level can absolutely relate to where you would try to control things or outcomes in your life because you're worried about not getting what you want. And in my former life, I wore this like a badge of honor. And yet in my current life, it only has led me to realize it creates frustration when I live from this perspective. Because my mind thinks things should be happening in a certain way, on a certain timeline that my ego has for my life, not what spirit sees as the best possible path for me. And when I allow my mind to run the show, it leads me down that pathway to a false sense of urgency, to internal pressure, and ultimately impatience. And that leads me to take action that doesn't necessarily serve me. You know, my mentor always says, and I'm paraphrasing here, but she says that when we have faith and trust that what we want in our lives will unfold, we don't even really need to have patience because we know what's meant for us will find us and arrive in the perfect timing. And if I can impart any wisdom from my last year of uncertainty and of turning my life right side up and making these huge changes, it's that even when things seem like they're not happening in physical form, there's a lot of magic spirit is orchestrating behind the scenes. So in that, I've been able to learn to trust more and more each day that my life is always unfolding in a way that is most supportive of my own evolution. And it feels so much more liberating to be able to relax into the knowing that whatever is right in front of me is what is meant to be in any given moment. So in my business, for example, this has helped me to trust my flow of clients. I trust when they show up and that I'm meant to be working with the people that show up. And I trust when they don't show up that my focus needs to be directed more inwards. Maybe it's a focus on working on myself and healing, or maybe it's just a time that I need more self-care and rest. I've learned that I'm constantly planting seeds of my desires and they will bloom when the time is right. I don't need to push or prod or make things happen. And allowing this, relaxing into this, trusting this has been a rocky road, honestly, for the last 6 months. It wasn't easy for me to let go of control. It made me feel irresponsible and lazy at times to feel like I wasn't constantly doing something for my business. Because oftentimes in the corporate world, we build our careers on making things happen. I know I did. But relaxing and taking care of myself as opposed to constantly working and doing and checking items off a to-do list felt counterintuitive to building a business. And yet, the more I trusted how spirit was guiding me along this path, the more doors and opportunities opened for me in my life without me needing to make anything happen. And it felt incredibly uncomfortable to lean into a different way of living, especially when society literally gives us messages around hustling, working harder, working longer in order to look successful or be successful. And while I'm by no means living this perfectly, it required incredible patience with myself through this process of learning how to show up for myself and for my life in a completely different way, especially when my old patterns kept tugging and nagging at me, wanting to revert back to living from the place of making things happen and wanting to control. So now, as I focus on my well-being, as I focus on my vibrational alignment and I make that the priority in my life, it becomes and has become so much easier for me to access my own wisdom and my own guidance. And when I feel connected to that, when I'm following the steps Spirit is asking me to take, I more deeply trust that I'm exactly where I need to be, even if my mind wants to contest that at times. You know, there's a purposefulness to the virtue of patience. My impatience has shown me where I'm not trusting. It shows me where my resistance is. It shows me where I am not in acceptance of what my life looks like or where I'm not feeling satisfied with what is. And so even our impatience is directional. Not only does it point me in the direction of what I need to heal in the process, it leads me to a deeper trust of the evolutionary process and patience that all is unfolding according to the divine plan, even if it's not my mind's plan, which, by the way, it usually isn't. So, you know, to be honest, there have been times where I have felt disappointed about what my life looked like at a particular point in time, or I was disappointed where I was at in my learning or in my process. But my lack of acceptance was the problem, not where I was. What I can now see, given the benefit of hindsight, is that everything is temporary. Everything is purposeful. And even in our evolution and our learning, even if some of that feels painful, we're still beautifully supported by the spirit world through all of it. So all of this contrast has led me through my own cultivation of patience within myself and for my process. And as a byproduct, it helps me have more patience for where others are at along their journeys as well. So for anyone who also struggles with the virtue of patience, here's what I can offer you this week. When you're feeling impatient, take a breath and connect with nature. Connect with the cycles of each season to help remind you that everything always changes and everything always blooms in its right time. It's springtime right now in the United States, and I've spent the last few weeks traveling around. And the one thing I've noticed in my travels in nature is that different locations, right, they all have the same trees, and yet they're all blooming in their own right timing. So the Bradford pear trees were blooming in Arizona before I left, and 3 weeks later, they're now blooming in New Jersey. The magnolia trees were magnificent in New Jersey this year. And just as the blooms were falling off the trees in New Jersey, the magnolias were starting to open in Connecticut, only 2.5 hours away. So as much as the temptation exists to compare your journey to others, Spirit knows what your divine timing is. So do your best to trust the cycles and seasons of your own lives. And one of the things that I find really helpful is to look at the different areas of your life and really look at, what season of life are you in with your relationships? What season of your life are you in with your finances, with your career? You know, whatever area of life you're really diving into right now, assign it a season. Are you in the spring in one area of your life, but maybe you're in winter in another? You know, they don't necessarily correlate with the actual seasons. Regardless, you're always in a season in your own life. And so trust the timing and the cycle of those seasons. And then in the meantime, you know, it's natural and normal for fears and frustrations to surface in the process. So give all of it to Spirit. You do not need to shoulder your burdens alone. Spirit walks beside us each moment of each day, whether you feel their presence or not. So lean on them like you would your best friend and ask for their help along the way. And you can also remind yourself of all the times in your life where patience paid off, where things ended up working out, even when you couldn't see how or when that was going to happen. I know I continue to be delighted and so grateful of how Spirit moves me through my own life. They have truly saved me from my ego self more times than I can count at this point. But I only know this as I look back on my life and connect those dots, which helps me fortify my trust as I move forward. And you know, another element in all of this is our faith. Faith is greatly connected to patience, as I mentioned earlier, because having trust and faith truly helps buoy us to the point that we might not even need to have patience because we have something greater, which is that knowing that things are going to unfold in the right time. And for those of you who, like me, might need a little extra support sometimes feeling that faithfulness, Neville Goddard defines faith in a way that I've absolutely loved. And it goes like this. Faith is being loyal to the unseen reality. I used to think of faith as trying to force myself to believe in something I couldn't see. And for some reason, that felt hard sometimes. And I find it much more compassionate to acknowledge my humanness in that sometimes it is hard to believe in something that you can't see. But I have more than enough evidence to know that it's true, which makes being loyal to the spirit world so much easier while acknowledging my humanness in the process. So this loyalty to the unseen realm, it's a choice. And so ultimately, when we direct our attention to the unseen realities, the one within, the one above, we need far less patience as we can know unequivocally that everything unfolding in our lives is always perfect. So until next time, may you trust the timing and flow of your life, knowing that all comes in divine timing. Have a great week, and I'll chat with you all again next time. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to The Guided Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I would be so grateful if you would share it with a friend or even leave me a review so we can ensure that it makes its way into the ears of listeners who need to hear these messages most. Until next time, may you remember how guided you truly are.